I was diagnosed with COPD when I was 28 years of age. Because I was a member of the traveller community, it took me at least 6 months to a year to be diagnosed with COPD. I remember meeting a consultant in Sligo University Hospital, filing one of the nicest doctors you could ever meet. And I remember saying to her, look, add 12 years to 28. And she did that. She tested me for COPD and asthma, and I was diagnosed with it. I know what it's like, Senator, every day to walk with a heavy chest, to be out of breath. Like last night, we were on the late debate, Fiona, and I was there with, like, I must have had 3 bottles of water trying to catch my breath. So I know the importance of services for people with COPD. One of my best friends worked in the service going back many years ago. He set it up, some of the community events around COPD that we talk about it, we invest in it, because like Linda, my mother also had COPD and passed away at 48 years of age. I have now got lung failure. I've never spoke about it before. And for me, every single day is a struggle with my lungs. And I know as a young woman of 36 years of age that I don't know how long I have with my kids, but I do know that for women like me and for men like me, we need the best services we can have for people with chronic lung disease. So I wouldn't just ask for you to deliver a message, leader. My ask today is that we have a debate on asthma, COPD, and that it's really invested in. Like even now I'm a bit, you know, and I know that like even the Caherlach of the Shannon numerous of times has given me a chance to get my breath in here. It's not easy to speak about and you're judged over it, but again I think it is I think it's a debate that we should have in this house around investing in lung and heart services in our country.